Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, I'd just like to go on the record and say that Orange Cassidy is an awesome person and very much appreciate his time this morning coming in and chatting with us for almost a full half hour there. And let me say, as long as I have been doing this, I have, when it comes to getting the opportunity to interview people, athletes or whatever, coaches, whoever, I do not make any assumptions about them. I don't make assumptions about them because, you know the old expression, never meet your heroes, right? Never meet your heroes. There have been plenty of times in this career and outside of it as a person that I have met heroes and they suck, right? They suck. They're mean. They're jerks. And I give people the benefit of the doubt because especially with celebrities, you got to think about it. How obnoxious would it be to go through your life never being able to just be left alone for a minute, right? And I've been places before in different situations where I'm, you know, hanging out with folks or around them, whatever, and people are just constantly, hey, can I get a picture? Can I bend in? And it's fine. Like, there's a reason that they get to be celebrities, and it's because we want that attention. But it never stops for these guys. And so whenever we are having someone on that is of celebrity status, and I would think that Lonzo and I would both argue that when it comes to pro wrestling, they are indeed celebrities. Whenever we have somebody on of that status, I don't make any assumptions about their personality, especially when you never really know where the line is between pro wrestler and person, right? We have had, Lonzo and I, we have had wrestlers on before, not many, but some that they come in, they sit down, and then they're just here until the interview starts. And then they turn it on when the interview starts, and then when it's over, they're just kind of like, all right, guys, see ya. Orange walked in, opened the door. He's like, hey, man, Orange, nice to meet you. Like, he spoke to me, shook my hand, sat down, and then we sat here during the break before we started the interview, and he just starts telling us stories about wrestling cartoon characters at Comic-Con and different things he's been going through as a wrestler and all that. I don't make assumptions about people's personality so that I'm not disappointed when they suck. This dude is a dude.
It was so ironic, and we were talking about it before we went on the air, that suddenly it smelled like popcorn when he walked in the room.
It really did.
And you know what? I had asked Chris Statlander if Sue's minivan smelled like popcorn, and she's no longer his friend. It was just a great tie-in to everything. But it was very cool. He absolutely was. And I don't really think we've interviewed a wrestler that wasn't cool, but as far as that goes, he's the coolest.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think that there are some guys and gals we've interviewed that you can tell that we're just another stop in the media tour for them, right? We're just another promotional event that they got to do. And that's not to say they're not nice, but they're not necessarily like, you know, excited to be here. This dude was like, oh, these guys like wrestling and I get to talk wrestling with wrestling fans. And he was all about it. We ended the interview and he's like, let's take a picture, right? Like, I walked him down to the parking lot to make sure they got out of here safely and weren't locked in the building, lost walking in circles. Orange was very kind the whole way down, shook my hand to give him a foot. Those dudes are like, that's fantastic. And my favorite part of that interview was, and I don't know, I hope it came across because I'll try to clip it later. But he said, you know, I'm a wrestling fan and I just want wrestling to be cool. And we both were like, dude, wrestling is cool. And I may be reading into it, but I looked over and I kind of saw the smile creep across his face. Like, it is a realization for him, I think, that this is a sports talk radio show where we're supposed to be very serious about sports. And we carved half an hour out to talk to him about wrestling and ask him wrestling questions. Man, it was spectacular. Like, it was very cool.
Oh, it was. And my favorite part was the Sting answer, because I was curious about that. And he, you could see him not go out of character, but get a little happy about it. The fact, I mean, because that to me, in Sting's career in AEW, that's top five moment for me when Sting was in AEW.
Oh, for sure.
It was just so cool. And to find out that it was organic. I mean, I had my suspicions that it was organic, but him saying that it was, that makes it even cooler.
It was. It was very cool. So we appreciate Orange Cassidy. We appreciate All Elite Wrestling for putting this on, for bringing OC by today to chat with us again. All Elite Wrestling, Dynamite and Collision taking place tomorrow evening at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Tickets are still available if you want to go. I will for sure be there. I'm going to call after that interview, Lonta's
really
definitely
quick,
going.
See, I try to stop you. Really, because you're throwing me under a very large bus. And so if I don't go, it looks like, well, he doesn't like it. And I've told the reason why if I don't go, it will be because lack of sleep makes me mess up. And will it be worth it? Yeah, it will be worth it. More than likely, I'm going. That was my plan. Although the more Rob makes it look like I may not go, makes me not want to go because I'm, you know, a contrarian. I just wanted to shout out to our boss really quick. Not kissing up to the boss because it's not going to do me any good. But I just the fact that we're allowed to do wrestling interviews. I think there are a lot of sports outlets. Maybe not so much now because the popularity is what it is, but before the popularity came back, would not allow such a thing. And the fact that we're able to do that and have fun with it, and as Rob said, carve out a big chunk of time to talk to these guys and girls who basically put their lives out on the line every time they get out there and do what they do to entertain us. And hopefully, maybe one of these guys or girls that are on the air with us will cause someone to give wrestling a chance who hasn't before.
For sure. The reason that in the intro to this show there are wrestling sound bites is when I came up here for the audition and I got to meet and sit down face to face with said boss for the first time, somehow got talked into the conversation. And he goes, oh, you're a wrestling guy? And I said, yeah, big wrestling fan, have been for years. And he kind of laughed about it. And we spent probably 10 of the first 15 minutes we spent together talking about pro wrestling. And so when he put the theme song for the show together, those wrestling clips got added into it. And it's been a ride ever since. So again, thank you very much to Orange Cassidy. Thanks very much to All Elite Wrestling. Thanks to our boy Roy downstairs for setting this whole thing up for us and helping us make sure this went by. By the way, as Joey B just said on the stream, Blink-182 wants to make an entrance last night. What music do they use? Wrestling music. Why? Because professional wrestling. No, you know what? Because. Correct. Correct. So thanks to OC, thanks to AEW, thanks to Roy and Mark and everybody for setting that up. That was a phenomenal way to add Orange Cassidy to the friend of the show roster that we have running. By the way, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, back in the ring. Glad to see that. Hopefully she will be there tomorrow night as well. As at this point, like, I got to think, great one. Well, like, within the next year or two, I'm relatively sure the entire AEW roster is going to be friend of this because Lance Archer is back. He's a friend of the show. Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, friend of the show. Orange Cassidy, friend of the show. Darby Allin, friend of the show. Like half the roster is friend of the show now.
We got to get Briscoe on.
We do got to get Briscoe on.
We have to.
I want Briscoe on a pod because I just want to sit there and go unscripted, uncensored with Briscoe.
Yeah, but see, I want Briscoe and Kyle O'Reilly on because the conglomeration, one of the best parts about, obviously Orange Cassidy, for sure, but one of the best parts is Kyle O'Reilly's facials, his facial expressions behind Briscoe when Briscoe's going off. They're just awesome. I think it was a Saturday on Collision. He said, "Hold the baby," and he was back there holding the belt like it was a baby. It was great. I really like this group. I think we kind of broke news. Now we know that Willow is a part of the
officially.
Football. Yeah,
officially. I gotta clip that right after the show is over. That's gonna be our regular dirt sheet newsmaker. From the interviews we do. We always have one. We always get one where something ends up on the dirt sheets everywhere, and I think that might be it. So, by the way, congratulations to Willow Nightingale for being promoted to a full-fledged member of the conglomeration, who we will see in action tomorrow night when All Elite Wrestling, Dynamite, and Collision take place at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena.
She was on my list of people who I wanted to interview, and Orange was at the top of the list.
Oh yeah,
and Willow Nightingale was up there too. So who knows? There's still tomorrow.
Yeah, Orange was 100% the bucket list interview from AEW up next. So I'm glad that worked out. That was fantastic.
I was going to ask him, and I didn't know how he would answer it. If MJF and Rouge are secretly brothers, because they look a lot. I mean, look at them next to each other. They look a lot alike.
See, I wanted to bring up the fact that MJF at Blood and Guts completely disrespected the international title that, if I may keep it a buck, OC built. That is the title that Orange built, and MJF tossed it into a trash can. Didn't love that. Didn't love that. MJF circling all the way back around a full jackass.
There are a lot of questions that we could have asked Orange Cassidy, like has he decided to use the word bruv yet? I mean, there's a lot of things that we could have asked.
I could have done the whole show. So thanks to Orange Cassidy, All Elite Wrestling, and everybody who helped us pull that whole thing together. We very, very much appreciate it and enjoyed that talk immensely. Let's take a break. When we come back, relax. Stick to sports, guy. We're sticking to sports when we come back. We got some National Football League to talk as camps are open. We are now just a tick over 48 hours away from football getting started. There are zero more Thursdays without football on them until the middle of February. Let's go. Rob Lonzo and you back after this. On the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate, Rob and Lonzo. And you be a part of the show, 844-326-3663, 844-FAN-FONE. You can also text us on our text line, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, and we will read them on the air. It is Major League Baseball, trade day deadline. Today, the last day that teams can hit the market to add or get rid of guys on their team or make them depart from the team before we really get into the push for the playoffs. The Atlanta Braves have brought back Jorge Soler, added the outfielder back into the rotation. Jorge Soler was, of course, a member of the 2021 Atlanta Braves World Series run. Bravos fans will remember, of course, that towering home run that Soler hit in Game 6 against the Astros on the road down in Houston that ended up becoming, I think, one of the most iconic hits in the history of the Atlanta Braves, a baseball that I believe is still in low Earth orbit after Soler sent it into another galaxy. Listen, man, it's fine, right? Like it's fine. It's an addition that I think is, I don't want to say it's not a good one. It is a good one, but it shouldn't be, right? Is a guy with a dozen home runs in an average sitting around 235. It's fine. The problem is that addition to the Braves lineup still makes him one of the best batters in the lineup. That's not ideal. That's not ideal. That's not spectacular. But it is an addition. It is an addition. Plus, you got guys banged up all around the outfield right now. After Ronald Acuna Jr. went down, there's been a string of injuries to outfielders. You needed one. You needed one to allow Ozuna to keep DHing, and that's what you ended up getting with this move. But it does tell me one thing about the future. It tells me that it is more likely than not that this will be the final year of Marcell Ozuna. The Bravos do have control of Soler's contract through 2026. Whether or not he will stay around till 2026 is obviously a question mark, but this does allow you next year, once you get everybody back and healthy, Acuña Jr., Money Mike, etc., to put Soler into the DH spot and have him as a utility outfielder if and when you need him, and move on from Marcell Ozuna. Though, again, I feel like if they were going to get rid of Marcell Ozuna, it would have already happened by the time that next season rolls around. By the time that we get to making decisions about this roster next year, I think the Braves are potentially kind of trusting, maybe hoping that people will have forgotten about the issues of Marcell Ozuna's past. But we'll find out. We'll find out. Let's talk NFL here for just a couple of minutes before we get to a break. Lonzo pointed out last week, and I think it was a good point, a lot of y'all don't necessarily love preseason football, all right? And it's understandable. To me, preseason football is more for guys buried on the depth chart trying to make the team, coaches trying to get a better idea of what their 53-man should ultimately look like, and fans who are more than casual, right? Fans who want to know what their backup left guard's like, what their offensive depth is like as a team. That's who it's for. And we talked about that a little bit. I said, look, next Thursday, now it's this Thursday, is the Hall of Fame game. It's the Texans and the Bears. You're going to get probably a quarter, maybe a quarter and a half out of number one overall selection, Caleb Williams. You're going to get a quarter, maybe a quarter and a half out of last year's number two selection, CJ Stroud. And then it's on to the backups, right? Because that's what this is for. And Lonzo said, wait a minute, there's one more thing here, Rob Brown. The new kickoff is going to be in play. We're going to get an opportunity to see what teams are thinking about how to work under the new kickoff rules. And I said, Lonzo, you brilliant, brilliant individual, you. Because unlike Lonzo to me, I say nice things to him. So.
I deserve that.
So the kickoff rule is something I absolutely do think we'll all be paying attention to during the Hall of Fame game tomorrow evening. Except for maybe not. Why? Because, and I got to thinking about this the other day. Do you want to show your cards in a preseason game? Probably not, right? Like, probably in the preseason game, you're going to go with the most basic way that you can to run the kickoff. You're probably going to use something that is very similar to your traditional kickoff lineup. You're probably going to use something that is very similar to what you ran last year. You're probably going to have a standard kick return, or at least as much as one can be under the new rules on, because if I think I have come up with something that is creative and unique and gives me an advantage on kickoff returns when the regular season rolls around, I probably am not going to put that on full display in the preseason and give the game away before we get to the regular season when, hey, maybe I do that unique, special, fun thing earlier in the year, and maybe I grab myself like a freebie tutty somewhere along the line by tricking them, you know?
You know, I agree with you there, but at the same time, think about it. They're practicing this, but they're practicing against their own guys, unless they do it in joint practices, which happens a lot now in the NFL. This is your first real chance in a game atmosphere to go out and see what the other team is doing, even if it is the basic, how they're playing it. Because you don't know how the other teams are playing it because there's no film on it. There's none. And a lot of people are, a lot of teams more than likely are going to watch the Hall of Fame game Thursday night just to see how two teams handle it so they could get just a little film on it. And maybe they see that and go, okay, we were going to do something different. I think our way is really going to work. Or they see how they did it and went, oh, okay, we need to incorporate that. So I think eyes are really going to be on from the entire NFL on how they handle it Thursday night.
I think so, too, because, I mean, at the end of the day, we can say you go to you go as close as possible to your old traditional kickoff, right? You go as close as possible to what a traditional kickoff might look like. But at the end of the day, it is not a traditional kickoff. In fact, it is something that, with a few exceptions of former UFL, USFL, XFL players that are in the league, the majority of guys in the league have not done anything like this before. So I get your point. It's like, on one hand, you kind of have to practice what your return is going to look like under the new rules. On the flip side, I don't think you're going to see anything that makes you go, holy crap, that's brilliant, right? Because what you don't want to do, like I said, if you came up with a four DBs on the outside and then six linebackers in the middle, and you think that formation is going to work, or maybe you go with that formation, but you have your outside DBs maybe running almost like passing route combos, right? Like one underneath the other, they're going up the middle, your linebackers are blocking a certain way. You don't want to put all of that.
You know, you're talking, and all I'm hearing is the emancipation of Puerto Rico.
The annexation.
I'm sorry.
Of Puerto Rico.
I'm sorry. Those are two totally different things.
Very different place.
Yes, they
Very
are.
Very different place. I think that what you're looking at in this spot is we are going to get, we're going to get a taste of what the new kickoff is going to look like. We're going to get a taste of how this plays out, how this feels. You're going to get a taste of it. What you are not going to get is anything that is like ridiculously complex. What you're not going to get is anything that Andy Reid drew up some convoluted, really complicated, really technical return that you're going to see in the preseason. So I think, much like most of the offenses we're going to see in the preseason, I'm not going to watch them. Like, I don't watch offenses under Caleb Williams. I'm not going to watch the Bears offense to see how they run different stuff to make Caleb Williams comfortable. I am going to make them, I'm going to run this offense as basic as I can just to give him a feel for NFL game speed. Same thing with the kickoffs here.
I'm curious about, will the backlash be louder than acceptance on social media? It doesn't matter, but I'm curious what that's going to be after America gets to see it for the very first time.
I mean, like everything else, it's going to be, you're going to have an initial reaction of a bunch of people going, this sucks and I hate it, it's boring, like, can we go back to the old way? You're going to have a bunch of people that go, eh, whatever, it's fine, who cares, right? We're playing football, who cares? And then that's going to last through the remainder of the preseason. And then September 5th or whatever it is, we're going to get to NFL week one. We're all going to turn on Red Zone on Sunday morning, and nobody's going to give a good gosh darn anymore.
Yes. I love the Scott Hansen social media countdowns.
Correct.
I know Josh Pate's doing it for college football, but Scott Hansen's doing it for the NFL. And just, you know, this many more days till, and it's like, hey, it's Thursday.
Have you watched any of the Peacock Red Zone coverage?
No, I keep meaning to do that because I know Hanson's doing it, but I just haven't had a chance to.
I saw a little bit of it. They go quad box. It's pretty good. They go quad box. They'll have
there are a lot of things going on right now as we're on the air. So, yeah, I could see why they could do that.
Women's 7-on-7 Team USA Rugby up right now 5-0 on the All Blacks of New Zealand. Good start. Good start for the American ladies. Yeah, they came out slanging.
I need to see a little more physicality, though. I want to see some.
Then you just looked at the TV because the girls are after it right now.
Yeah. Now there we go. There we go. Now you missed a wonderful little bit of a I don't know what it's called, but it looked like an attempted tackle.
It is a tackle. Uh-oh. Well, take that five off the board because now a breakaway from what I assume is the Tyreek Hill of New Zealand women's rugby.
Yeah.
Just a sprint up the middle for the All Blacks, and now with the. Now with the kick attempt, they have an opportunity to take or go ahead at this point. So we'll see what the try holds for this one. This is a big one for the American women. They jumped out to an early lead, but just got absolutely cooked on the run back from New Zealand. All right. Let's see. Texter says, no one knows enough about the random sports to hop in, but they don't want to use the announcer audio because it's not always in English. Joey B says, New Zealand is Alabama of rugby.
I just want to say they showed the back view of her calves. Those things are doing work. That's all I'm saying. You can see the musculature as she's moving in for whatever, I guess it's called a touchdown. What do they call it?
A touch.
Okay.
So yeah. That's where touchdown comes from. So I
hope Odie's not listening. He'll hurt me.
Yeah, he will.
Because I don't. Yeah.
When I lived down in Florida, in Fort Walton Beach, Destin area, when I lived in Okaloosa County, there was an Okaloosa Rugby Association down there. And a bunch of my buddies were in it, played for it. And they also had a women's team. And I'm going to tell you straight up, about half the women on that team would have beat my ass. And about a half of those, I'd have let them. All right. But rugby gals are no joke. Immense respect.
I'm trying to figure out the second part of that statement.
Bless your heart. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It is the Fan Upstate. 844-326-3663, the number. If you'd like to be a part of the program, you can also shoot us a text. On the text line, 71307, 71307. Start your text with the word fan. Corn Chip Texas Show said, hope Blink was good. Getting antsy watching videos of the first Green Day show of the U.S. leg from last night. Yeah, I'm not sure if Green Day is coming anywhere around here, but that is another one. I'm going to tell you right now, Lonzo, this summer I am deeming the summer of college Rob because it's just between, Creed, Blink.
You know what? Good for you.
Finger 11.
Because the movies this summer are not good. So, I mean, Deadpool and Wolverine is good, but usually there's week after week going to see movies and it's not there, but it seems like every week there's a concert that you get to go to.
Green Day.
I could go to a bunch of them. I just don't because I'm,
Green Day is in Charlotte, August 26th at PNC Pavilion. And I don't know.
Is that where you went to see Creed?
Yes.
So
yes,
you're familiar with the area and all that kind of stuff.
Now, cool. There's good news, bad news. Bad news is that's a Monday night. Good news is I got a lot of sick days. I'm just theoretically, of course, theoretically. I wouldn't take advantage of that.
Yeah, you don't want to use the MR method.
Because they're also in Atlanta on the 28th of August, which is a Wednesday. That's an opportunity.
Charlotte's closer than Atlanta. So
it is. PNC's not really, because PNC's way up on the north side of Charlotte.
I bet it's still probably less traffic, too. There's bad traffic in Charlotte, but it's not Atlanta.
Oh, dude, getting out of PNC was I'm going to say this lovingly, nightmare. Nightmare.
Hey, you don't have to be nice about traffic. Traffic sucks.
That's fair. New Zealand going to go back-to-back touches here, so they will take a 12-5 lead pending the try. And not a real good start for the American ladies on the rugby pitch, 7-on-7. But New Zealand has very much literally
is
wrestled
it a pitch,
control.
Though I think you're trying to combine sports here.
No, it's not. It's a pitch. It's for the record. It's a pitch in basically every sport that involves a field anywhere else but here, with the exception of baseball. But soccer, it's a pitch. Football, it's a pitch. Soccer, it's a pitch. Rugby, it's a pitch. So. You know, it's
I'm still, part of me doubts it, but
okay.
You know, not enough to research it because, you know.
Who cares that much, right?
I don't.
Who cares that much?
We just had Orange Cassidy in here. Why would I put effort into
that's
it?
That's also true.
I mean, that's an amazing guy, and, you know, and look what he's able to get done.
Let me ask you this question. The NFL has announced that this season, both teams will be required to have their head coach do an in-game interview during the season.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. I think it's dumb. I really do. I mean, I get why they're trying to do it. These guys don't want to do it. And this is all because of the Miami coach being entertaining. Because if he wasn't so stinking
entertaining. Damn you, Mike McDaniels.
Yeah, if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't be doing this. I seriously, this is not a joke. I think it's because of him that they're doing it. They expect, and Belichick's gone, so they don't have to worry about that, you know? And
God, Belichick's in game would be so incredible.
Yeah,
so incredible.
They don't have to worry. I mean, it's just, I don't like it in any sport. I think it's useless. And you're not going to get, there are outliers like Popovich or someone like that who will actually tell you what he thinks, including about how dumb it is to be doing an interview. But it's just, I mean, what's the purpose? What's the point? You as a viewer, are you that interested in seeing them not really say what you want them to say?
They're doing it because we as sports fans, we want as much access as we can get, right? Like that's just the reality.
When you and I are having a bad day, I mean, we're going at it and everything. I don't want someone coming in the middle of it going, okay, how'd you feel about that first segment? You guys were really battling out there. How can you make the next segment better? And it's going to be shut up and get out of the studio.
You're not wrong. But also, let's keep in mind that at their core, sports are entertainment, right? That's what these people, these head coaches, are only multimillionaires and only capable of being the celebrity status that they are because we buy 80,000 tickets per game.
But what's entertaining about an angry guy who doesn't want to? I mean, again,
many things.
No, McDaniel, awesome. Okay, Andy Reid, who knows? Probably will be fairly entertaining. But the demeanor of I think, the majority of those guys, they're just going to be annoyed.
I'll tell you right now, I would pay a subscription fee to be able to listen to Dan Campbell's headset when the Lions are losing. I would pay $9.99 a month just for access to Dan Campbell's headset.
All right, as someone who's produced for half his life, he would make me nervous.
Correct, which is why I'd...
And there's some other guys that would make me... That's another thing. I mean, are they gonna allow some things to slip through? If not, you got to be quick with that button when some of those guys are.
First off, and I've said this in the past, as an NFL fan, give me as much uncensored comment as you can come up with.
Will they be fined if something?
That's a good question.
That's not supposed to be aired.
I would assume so, but again, they are entertainers. Granted, they're coaches. But they're entertainers. Everybody that plays, coaches football is an entertainer at the sports core. They aren't sports if we're not entertained by them. So for them to say, you got to give us the interview. So basically it's this. In the past, coaches previously had the choice to talk to sideline reporters either on their way to the locker room at the end of the first half or heading back onto the field to start the third quarter, but neither option was a requirement. Mike Florio reported that this is set to change. Florio said that when he was doing the deep dive into the Sunday Ticket trial, he found out that NFL VP of Broadcast Rights Policies and Compliance, Kathy Yancey, announced a change to the league's policy regarding coaches' media obligations during games, which will include both coaches in every game being required to talk to reporters during the game. Florio wrote, quote, "This year we have a new policy going into effect where all of the clubs are going to have to make a head coach available live for an interview during the game. Each team has to provide a head coach, one in the first half, one in the second half, and that's for all the teams, and it's available for all TV partners, end quote. The justification from the league was, it's good for the broadcast, it's good for the fans. Fans want to be closer to the game, they want to get to know the players and the coaches. It's very important that they kind of had that relationship and they want to hear. It's really good sound. If you're a football fan or even if you're a casual fan, it's great to hear from the coaches. There's a lot of emotion. Okay, I'm going to push back on that last one a little bit. I think for a lot of coaches, there's a lot of emotion. But yeah, I can't imagine being the reporter that would have drew Hoodie for this assignment. Hey, go talk to Bill. Now, if I asked you right now, what coach do you think will be the most entertaining and the least entertaining in the league?
Well, I've already said who the most entertaining will be. It's definitely Mike McDaniel.
I'm going Dan Campbell. I'm going straight to Dan Campbell. I'm going with Mr. We will bite your kneecaps.
You're about the anger. I'm about the snark. And I prefer the snark. I think it's funnier. So, I mean, you know, I think I'll be more entertained by McDaniel. The worst, who's Chicago's coach now?
Eberflus.
Yeah, I think that's it.
It's not a bad pick. It's not a bad pick.
If he walked in the room, I'd have no idea who he was.
Eberflus is probably going to be up there. I'm going to say Dennis Allen is going to be up there. You know who?
Any chance for you to diss your guy?
He sucks at his job and he's boring. What do you want? What do you want? I'll tell you who I think I will find very interesting. Dave Canales. Because obviously been watching a lot of camp coverage, a lot of post-practice interviews and whatnot. Canales is like not a big spark plug, right? Like he's kind of a low-key, I don't say low energy, but he's not really like, blah! Like he's...
Like you.
He's very, yeah. He's like very level-headed. He's like very quiet and stable, and he like doesn't get too excited or too depressed about anything. He's just kind of like, let's go play good football. I'm interested to see how that works out.
Sounded like it was a good spot.
No, man. It was.
You just kept going in defiance of whatever. Because
Orange Cassidy told me earlier that it is a good thing that I don't care. So
he did. I was there. I heard it. All right. The first thing that's asking is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Get to the chopper. It's Arnold's birthday today. He's 73 years old.
He's 77.
He's 77 years old. Go with him if you want to leave.
Most underrated Arnold Schwarzenegger film.
Predator. Predator.
I'm going to go with Twins.
Ooh, DeVito.
Yeah.
That's a real good pick. That's a real good pick.
All right, the next thing is Xing, and I don't know.
Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah, but that was, it's not a tumor. Yes.
Not a tumor.
All right, girls have a, and boys.
I was going to say it, and then I'm like, nah, he'll bounce me.
Yeah, I probably
he'll bounce
would.
Me.
All right, the next thing is Xing is Dexter Loomis.
So the Wyatt Six, I did not watch Raw last night. I was watching Blink-182 instead. But from what I understand, the Wyatt Six made their maskless debut last night. And apparently our boy Dex has dreads now.
Not only does he have dreads, but he's got face paint and the goatee is coming. Dude. He looks like
a badass.
He looks like he could sing for a 90s band for sure. I'm thinking, oh, why?
Somebody said he looked like the lead singer for Korn, but blonde.
Korn, that works. Yes. And scary, like the lead singer for Korn.
I'm here for it.
And I do believe in a video later on he spoke. So I believe that was his voice, which we've only heard once, and it was very high-pitched.
Okay, I decided to cheat, and
it's not, no, there's nothing wrong with looking it up.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
And here's the thing, his mannerisms and everything, when he came out, when they took the mask off, I'm like, they replaced him. That's not him anymore. That's not him anymore. It can't be.
Has he been away from our camera so long that those are real dreads? Has he been in that long?
I don't think so. Like, I think it's a Damian Priest
thing. Yeah, that's a couple of years of growth.
If you looked at the I believe it was the Whataburger picture, you could see that his hair is growing out.
For sure.
But I think those are extensions, but they work, especially in what he's doing. And Gacy looks creepy.
Yeah, he does look like a they both look like total badasses, for sure.
It really works. And they're actually wrestling next week. So
in-ring debut?
In-ring against
the Creeds?
Yes.
I dig it.
And Gable. So it's going to be those three against them. And so you didn't see the video at first, but they showed the video later, and the video was great. But just them coming out, and their speculation, would they ever wrestle? What would they do? And they took their masks off and they got in the ring, and it was really good. All right. The last thing that's X-ing is something we haven't partook in a long time. I don't care if it's a word. Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. It is never a bad day to celebrate Taco Tuesday. Every day is Taco Tuesday in my heart.
Guess what I'm having for supper tonight?
Tacos.
Yep.
I started making on Taco Tuesdays because Rob Brown's being healthy. I started making lean turkey tacos.
Mm-hmm.
You season those up with some taco seasoning.
Right.
It works just fine. It works just fine. Hey, that's it for us, kid. Thanks for being here. Thanks again to All Elite Wrestling and Orange Cassidy. Dynamite and Collision tomorrow night at the Bonscore Wellness Arena. Tomorrow morning, another edition of the Rob Brown Show featuring that guy over there. He is Lonzo. My name is Rob Brown. Thank you for being here. You're all stellar people. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. See you back here tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Later. Yeah!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.